From the Mercy One Studio. John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction, Five Suns Naturescapes, and Blessman International.
Everyone, John Leonetti in the Morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. Streaming online, iowacatholicradio.com, and everywhere you are on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thanks for joining me today, friends. It is Monday, brand new week, January 25th. We've got a great show in store for you coming up here soon. We're going to have Megan Selwa, Channel 13 meteorologist, for our weekly segment, of course. But she is definitely going to give us all the things we need to know about this week and the snow that seems to be headed our way. You definitely want to make sure to tune in for that one. Joe Stopula, second half hour, going to preview his 9 o'clock Man Up show. What, 7:45 today, Father Thomas Daly is going to be on the show. Father Thomas holds the John Cardinal Foley Chair of Homiletics and Social Communications at St. Charles Borromeo Seminary in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, and he's got a book called Behold His Heart. We're going to talk about the Sacred Heart devotion and how it got so popular, novenas and meditations for the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and a lot more. Looking forward to talking to Father Thomas Daly all about the Sacred Heart today. I got a couple things in store. We'll see how the day goes. I know the Holy Father has spoken recently, which is we're always talk about his Sunday general audience, or excuse me, Sunday Angelus address, and he prays for specifically a homeless man who died in the freezing cold near St. Peter's Square. He kind of breaks from normal tradition here and what he does, and goes this route. We'll have a little bit of that for you as well. We'll see if we can get to anything else in the archive here. All right, Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus in the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo now. News and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. Happy Monday to you. How was your weekend?
My weekend was uneventful. We had a nice, eventful. We had a nice birthday party for my mom with my sister, and her family came over, and we made some pasta and chicken parm for mom and dad, and it was fun.
You can't beat that. You had a good weekend for that.
That was it. That was the highlight of our weekend. Otherwise, watching the Packers lose was fun, and besides that, yeah.
I was wondering how early in the show you're going to get to that. Yeah. I know everybody loved to see the Packers go down. I had sent my well wishes out to the several Packer fans that I know, and I'm not leaving the house today because of it, because I got them all worked up.
Man, I got to be careful. My brother-in-law's a huge Packers fan, just a big one. And so I got to give him a couple days here, you know, before I send the comments. But, yes.
Yeah, I'll bet you do. Yeah. Or the nerve to send the comments.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Since he's married to your sister,
yes.
Yeah, I can just see that.
That's exactly right. But no, it was a good weekend.
That's great. Well, we've got a pretty good Super Bowl in store here in a couple weeks.
I think so.
And I think the first time ever, I may be wrong here, but the host team, which is Tampa Bay, will be playing in the Super Bowl. It might have happened with the Dolphins way back in the 70s, but this might be the first time ever that a Super Bowl is being held where the home team plays.
I saw that.
Tampa Bay.
I saw that, and I think that is true. I guess I don't know, you know, normal fans, you would think in a normal year would be Tampa Bay fans, but, I know they're flying in, I think 7,000, first responders, vaccinated first responders. They're going to be able to go to the game, and I don't know how they're going to do it with the seats. So it'll be interesting.
They're going to do it just like they did the playoffs and some of the regular season games, John. They'll be socially distant. There's only going to be, I think, 15,000 people is all they're going to get in Tampa Stadium. And the team, well, if it was some, Kansas Chiefs or the opponent, they're going to fly in just 2 days ahead, just like a normal NFL weekend. They fly in 2 days ahead. They're not going to be there that whole week. So it'll be a lot different with the Super Bowl and the entertainment. But you know what? They're at least going to have a Super Bowl.
I like that. I'm excited for that. I'll be in Atlanta, actually, when that happens, so I will be speaking the following day. But nonetheless, it'll be good.
Yeah, it certainly will. Now, you probably heard about the weather and all that. I know Megan's coming on here at the bottom of the hour, but everything's going to be fine this morning, folks. It's about mid-afternoon. We're going to see snow moving in, and then it's just not going to stop. We could see 1 to 2 inch totals per hour later in the day here in central Iowa. Mm. And, John, here's a prediction.
Okay.
8 to 14 inches of snow.
Wow.
Basically, Highway 20 south to the Missouri border. Mm. That's the range. Here in Des Moines, 10 to 12 inches is what Jerry Ann is saying this morning. Hot off the press on the WHO TV 13 weather desk.
All by 6 a.m. tomorrow, is that right?
Yeah, it may linger a little longer, so we may see some school delays tomorrow, but I think they'll be able
delays?
To go to school. Yeah, it might be delayed a couple hours because we have to dig out.
Well, I thought some cancellations maybe. You're saying delays.
Delays tomorrow morning, but there could be some. You never know. It depends on how bad this gets. The wind's going to really pick up, and that's what that'll be probably the denominator, what the telling tale. Visibility, being able to see and dig out.
That's always the key.
By the way, how's that snowblower of yours?
Not working.
Okay. If you see a bunch of folks in Urbandale around the Leonetti household, there's a reason for that. Dad won't fix the snowblower.
Dad will be out shoveling, getting his workout in tomorrow morning.
Yeah. In other words, folks, that means the kids will be out shoveling.
Yes.
Dad will be in that lawn chair with a cigar in the driveway.
Joseph's got to learn sometime.
That's right. All right, well, let's get right to it this morning from the WHO TV 13 weather desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa. Currently in Des Moines, we have cloudy skies, 23 degrees, an east-northeast wind at 16 miles per hour. That'll pick up throughout the day, that wind. Feels like temperature is 10 degrees, and we will be under a winter storm warning here in central Iowa beginning at 11 o'clock this morning. And that'll be of all of southern Iowa north to Highway 20 until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. As we mentioned, we can see 10 to 12 inches of snow fall with this system, which should get into the greater Des Moines area around the noon hour. The snow will be heavy at times and a high of 25 degrees with northeast winds at 15 with gusts over 25 miles per hour. As I mentioned earlier, 1 to 2 inches of snow per hour possible at times once this thing gets rolling. Tonight, heavy snow at times, overnight low of 18 degrees, and then tomorrow partly cloudy to cloudy skies. Light snow lingering still in the morning. That's why we may see some school delays on your Tuesday. A high of 24 degrees. And on Wednesday, light snow and inch of accumulation possible. A high of 20 degrees. The rest of the week, not looking too bad. It'll be a little bit warmer on Thursday. Partly cloudy, though, and dry. High of 26 degrees. And Friday, a day of melting. A high of 39 degrees with partly cloudy skies. Well, in the news on this Monday morning, the plans for the Market District in downtown Des Moines are moving forward. The City of Des Moines Urban Design Review Board approved the master plan for the $275 million development. It includes new housing, office spaces, and several public green space at south of Des Moines East Village and the Iowa State Capitol. Now, construction will begin on the Market District and take about 10 years to complete. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Friday night, high school boys basketball here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Dowling girls had the night off, but the Dowling boys traveled to No. 2 Waukee, and it was second-ranked Waukee defeating Dowling Catholic 73-44, and we have a highlight clip from that game.
Riggs with his third three of the year.
And Dowling's Ryan Riggs with the three-point shot. He was one of the leading scorers for the Maroons as Waukee defeated Dowling 73-44. Matt Rito led the way for Dowling with 15 points. Ryan Riggs, who you heard there, had 12. Saturday, high school wrestling, Dowling placing 6th at the 20-team Ed Winger Invitational held at Urbandale High School. Also on Saturday, the boys' conference swim meet, Dowling boys placing 3rd at the CIML Central Conference swimming meet held at Summit Middle School in Johnston. Waukee won the meet, Valley finishing 2nd, and Dowling finishing 3rd. Yesterday, the NFL playoffs, the divisional championships got underway, and we have two teams now that are going to the Super Bowl. In the NFC, Tampa Bay upending Green Bay by the score of 31-26, so Tampa Bay winning up there in Lambeau Field goes to the Super Bowl with a record of 11-5. Green Bay closes out their season with a record of 13-3. And last night in the AFC, the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Buffalo Bills 38-24 down at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. The Chiefs are the defending Super Bowl champs, and they'll bring a 15-2 record to the Super Bowl, which will be held in 2 weeks. That'll be on Sunday, February 7th. Super Bowl 55, Tampa Bay taking on Kansas City. The kickoff will be at 5:30 and it'll be televised on CBS from Tampa, Florida. Tonight, men's college basketball in the Missouri Valley Conference. Northern Iowa hosting Coe College. They'll tip off at 6 o'clock at the McLeod Center in Cedar Falls. And the Iowa State men are back in action after being out for 16 days. Iowa State will host Oklahoma State tonight in Big 12 action. Tip off at 8 p.m. at Hilton Coliseum in Ames. It'll be televised on ESPN2. And finally, there's no Dowling Catholic varsity sports scheduled for today. Tomorrow night, we'll have high school girls and boys basketball on Iowa Catholic Radio. Ankeny at Dowling. Well, our pregame show will begin at 4:45. The girls tip off at 5 o'clock. The boys to follow right around 6:45. So join me, Steve DeVinny, Mike Swaim for the call from the Dowling Gym tomorrow night. Ankeny at Dowling, high school girls and boys basketball here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, cloudy skies, 23 degrees our current temperature. East-northeast wind at 16 miles per hour. That feels like temperature down to 10 degrees. And today we will be under a winter storm warning. Beginning in central Iowa here at 11 o'clock. Snow likely, heavy at times, over an inch per hour. A high of 25 degrees. 10 to 12 inches expected by tomorrow morning. We'll have northeast winds throughout the day at 15 with gusts over 25 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio. News, weather, and sports on your Monday morning. John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olson. And he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
We have an accident. No major delays to pass along. Heading into downtown from the East Mixer, around about 7 minutes, so no problems there. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
I have a feeling if this show was at the end of the day, you would have a lot more to report.
This afternoon, it will be a completely different story, yes. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, it will. There's no question about that, and perhaps tomorrow morning. Possibly. Hey, here's an interesting stat for you. Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs quarterback, has lost by more points, get this, to Iowa State. In 2016, he lost by 56 points to Iowa State in 2016 than he has in all of his losses combined during his NFL career. I'll read that again because I made that a little bit confusing. That Patrick Mahomes lost by more points to Iowa State, 56 points in 2016, than he has in all of his losses combined during his NFL career, which was 44. That one was an interesting stat. That just got texted out to me. Wow. Good stuff. Hey, third Sunday in Ordinary Time yesterday, folks. Heard the first reading from Jonah, and we went over that with Deacon. Thursday, of course, we talk about the first and or second reading, and Deacon Randy Keel comes on, just so those know that maybe don't listen or haven't listened on a Thursday. And then he talked about Jonah. We went through 1 Corinthians, which is St. Paul saying, "I tell you, brothers and sisters, the time is running out." He's really getting on the Christians here to, let's go, let's turn our lives around. And then the gospel, Mark chapter 1, 14 to 20. And Mark always gets it to the point, right? Mark always just wants to get straight to the point. He's the shortest gospel. He's my favorite gospel because he doesn't mess around. He's not a detail guy. He's not the detail guy. He's the guy that just wants to tell the story exactly what happened and how it happened. And he does so here in the story when after John had been arrested, Jesus goes out and he finds Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen, of course. And Mark, you know, he doesn't leave that out, that they were fishermen. Of course, they're casting their nets into the sea. Anyone could probably tell that these guys are fishermen, but Mark wants to continually point us to that direction. Why? Because fishermen during Christ Jesus' time, and you can probably imagine this, they were not the elite. They were not the well-to-do. They were rugged. They were poor. They were uneducated. And that Jesus goes there first. He goes to the poor, the uneducated, the ignorant. But that's where Christ Jesus goes first to make his disciples. Now, here's my connection. And I was thinking about this the other day. Here's my connection. I know a lot of people in the faith that have, and I, traveling all around, I have heard this by a lot of people. John, I'm not good with apologetics. John, I'm not very smart in the faith. John, I don't know a lot. John, I don't have this to give, whatever it is. You might be precisely who Christ Jesus is after above everyone else. Now look at where he goes here. That God is, you might be wanting to use you. Perhaps you're uneducated in the faith. Perhaps you think, well, I've got maybe a third grade education when it comes to Catholicism. Or you're ignorant of different teachings, or you just can't get it, or you don't understand it. You know, we think that, Christ Jesus is going to use the Jimmy Akins of the world, and he is. Or the Father John McCardles of the world. That's who he's really after, and that's who's going to go out and change the world. But what if it's you? The one who maybe doesn't know a lot. Maybe you don't have a lot to give. Maybe you're not making or writing big checks. Maybe you don't have what you think you need to be an apostle, a disciple of Jesus. Well, Jesus is coming after you. This is how he built his kingdom here on earth. This is precisely where he went to build the church. So what am I saying this week? In all weeks, no excuses. No excuses coming out of us. Coming up, second half hour, Father Thomas Daly is going to be on. We're going to talk about the Sacred Heart, all things of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. He's written a book called Behold His Heart by Sophia Institute Press. When we come back, we're going to talk also about the five effects of baptism and Pope Francis in a different turn that he took for yesterday's Angelus and his address. We'll have that for you coming up right after this. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. It is Monday, January 25th. Thanks for being a part of the show today, friends. And thank you to Bell Construction for underwriting the show. Dean Bell, 30 years in business, residential re-roofs. He'll shovel the roof off first, and then he'll replace it. That's what they do. 963-4494, residential re-roofs. Thanks, Dean, for underwriting the show and all you do for us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. 963-4494.
Thank you, Confluence Brewing Company, for underwriting Christ is the Answer with Father Ricardo and for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Father Ricardo is featured daily at 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. Confluence Brewing Company is located off the bike trail south of Grays Lake, confluencebrewing.com. Thank you, Blessed International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessment International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmentinternational.org. That's blessmentinternational.org.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Thank you, Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte, for underwriting Catholic Women Now. As an authorized independent agent, Cindy's team can provide health insurance options from Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa. Cindy Schulte at 1315 50th Street in West Des Moines or on the web at cindyschulte.com. 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. Products available at Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Thank you, Caldwell Parish, for underwriting Iowa Catholic Radio. Conform to the wishes of the deceased and to Catholic liturgical burial traditions. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home, Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. CaldwellParish.com.
Hi, I'm Al Cresta, host of Cresta in the Afternoon. Catholic radio is absolutely necessary because the secular media just doesn't get our story, and secular media doesn't share our values. What's important to us is not necessarily what's important to them. So no matter what you can give, I'm asking you to prayerfully support Catholic Radio in your area. Prayerfully consider making a gift right now.
You can give securely online at iowacatholicradio.com, the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150.
We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit.
Thanks for joining me today, friends. Here we are on this Monday. A few minutes, we're going to have Megan Selwell coming up here soon. And she's going to give us kind of a weekly forecast. I know most of us are not looking for Friday's weather. We're looking for today's weather. So she'll certainly have that for us here coming up. Pope Francis prayed yesterday for a homeless man who died near St. Peter's Square amid freezing temperatures. He kind of, you know, normally during these, Angelus addresses, it's a little bit more big picture, but the Holy Father really zeroes in on a man by the name of Edwin. He spoke about this 46-year-old Nigerian man who was reportedly found dead by volunteers there on Wednesday. He says, quote, "Last January 20th, a few meters from St. Peter's Square, a 46-year-old Nigerian homeless man called Edwin was found dead because of the cold. His story was added to that of many other homeless people who recently died in Rome in the same dramatic circumstances." He says, "Let us pray for Edwin." He continued, "May we be reminded of the words of St. Gregory the Great, who, when faced with the death of a mendicant from cold, said that masses would not be celebrated that day because it was like Good Friday." Get that. It's one of the things that St. Gregory the Great did for a poor man who had died. "Let us think about Edwin," he said. "Let us think of what this man, 46 years old, felt in the cold, ignored by all, abandoned, even by us. Let us pray for him." You know, the Holy Father has a really beautiful way of zeroing in on what it is and who it is right before us. And he does so just with a poor man, a man that, by all accounts, maybe even thought would be forgotten in his life. And here the Holy Father, the vicar of Jesus Christ here on earth, Peter, is zeroing in on him and asking for prayers for a homeless man that was forgotten by all and hopefully will be remembered by many in their prayers today. I think Edwin was the fourth homeless person I'm reading to die this year in Rome, where there are an estimated 8,000 homeless men and women. And it's true. You know, I get to go there every year. And one of the things that I say and have always said when we start getting into Rome is I'm going to say to the passengers that are with me, is I say, do not be shocked by the amount of homeless that you're going to see around. And we kind of have to give a little bit of a lesson. You know, there's some that will exploit that and take advantage of that. Not the homeless, but people that will kind of play that way to feed off of other people. And, it's really kind of a sad thing. It's not like you might imagine it in your mind if you've never been there. It can get, it can be a struggle. So anyway, there's a lot of those that are really, hurting there. I think there's a lot of groups that are really kind of rising up as well, to be able to help them in Rome. And just like they are here too. All right. I came across a cool, this really doesn't kind of play into the day, but I came across a cool infographic and I wanted to share it with you. I again put this in the kind of the, whenever slot, and we got a little bit of time here. It's a five effects of baptism. Do you think about your baptism? This is kind of coming off of the Feast of the Baptism of our Lord. And, we did a little bit of a piece on this, but I think we need to be thinking a little bit more of our baptism. I haven't really ever said that before or thought that, but over the last couple of weeks, I did a video on that for a men's group. And I thought, we need to really start to think a little bit more about what God has given us through our own baptism. So here's just a quick five from Catholic Link, five effects of your baptism in your life. Here's the floodgates God opened up. All right, number one, we're granted justification or sanctifying grace at the moment we are baptized. So when we're baptized, our original sin is forgiven. In the case of adults, personal sins are forgiven as well. So you are actually baptized into sanctifying grace. We also receive the three theological virtues, faith, hope, and charity. These are the graces that God gives to us through the Holy Spirit, and other virtues are received as well. But very clear, faith, hope, and love are given to us in a very specific way, these graces, by the gift of baptism. We receive sacramental grace. So, of course, there's actual grace, and then there's sacramental grace. Sacramental grace offers the necessary help to live the Christian life. It makes us capable of even believing in God, of waiting on Him and loving Him. So this sacramental grace is what makes us capable of believing in God, waiting on Him and loving Him. A sacramental character is imprinted in us. It's an indelible spiritual mark. You may have oftentimes heard the indelible mark that is placed on us during confirmation. There is an indelible mark on your soul through your baptism that is imprinted during baptism. And it makes us part of the church, part of the body of Jesus Christ. And it makes us part of the common priesthood of the faithful. Participation is in two forms: active, through evangelization and sanctifying all temporal realities, and passive, by receiving the other sacraments as well. So those are just five quick effects from your baptism coming off of the feast a couple weeks ago of the baptism of our Lord. Let's go to Megan Selwa, Channel 13 meteorologist. Well, I think you're the most anticipated guest of the day, Megan.
Why would that be?
I don't know. But yes, you are. I've had a couple texts saying they're listening now. What do we need to know about? I said I don't think anyone cares about Friday. We care about today.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know if you did. You see me in church yesterday?
I did.
I saw you.
Sorry, I took a sip of water. I did. I saw you and your husband there.
Yeah, and I was praying for about today.
Yeah, there you go.
Please. Okay, so yes, so we do have a winter storm warning that will go into effect for the Des Moines Metro at 11 a.m., but it does start earlier in the day if you'll be traveling into southern Iowa. The county is just south of us to the Missouri border. That warning goes into effect at 8 a.m., so we do have an area of snow that's going to be lifting up from Missouri today. It's going to come in from the south, and it's going to fill across those south counties first. And here in the Des Moines Metro, I think we'll start to see some snow just after 11 a.m. this morning. And it will start to get heavier and really start to accumulate probably after noon. And it will continue through the afternoon. It will get heavy throughout the afternoon as well. By the time we get to about 5, 6 o'clock at night, we'll probably have a good 3 to 5 inches of snow on the ground at that point. So I do think there'll be heavy accumulation through the afternoon. It will make travel difficult. So if you don't have to go out this afternoon, I would highly recommend not planning on being out on the roads. And the snow will continue even through the evening and into late tonight so that we could see another 4 or 5 inches on top of that. So it will add up, and we could see around 10 inches of snowfall possible in Des Moines. I do think we will have some locations, maybe even close to the metro, just south and west of us, that could get as much as a foot of snow as well. That's not out of the question. There's a lot of moisture with this, and the snow looks to be pretty long-lasting, even with some light snow continuing through the early morning hours of Tuesday morning before we wake up. So that's what we're looking at as far as snowfall goes, so a lot of snow. Temperatures today going to be just in the mid-20s through the day for the daytime high. We'll be back in the teens tonight. It will be windy when the snow is falling, so that will lead to some low visibilities. Even when the accumulation stops in the evening hours tonight, we'll have blowing snow, so it can come back over the roads and that sort of thing. So just be aware of that. The winds definitely will not make it ideal. Tomorrow, again, a few early morning snow showers possible. Temperatures will reach 24 in the afternoon on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, there is a chance of some light snow showers. This looks to be mainly, again, impacting southern Iowa, but temperatures will be in the low 20s, right around 20 degrees. So we'll be in the single digits on Thursday morning. Skies will be partly sunny on Thursday. Friday, mostly cloudy, but warming up to 39 on Friday. And over the weekend, we'll be in the 40s with low 40s. So, but today's snow, it looks like it will extend probably all the way up to about Fort Dodge. They'll see some heavy snow. And then so a big chunk of the state is going to be impacted by this. So, again, today is not a day to travel, and I would really highly advise against it.
Now, is it coming from Omaha then?
Yeah, it's like coming from the southwest. So it's going to start snowing in southwest Iowa first, and then it's going to lift to the northeast up towards the metro and just fill in through the day. So,
you're going about 10 inches, 95%.
Yeah. What, 95%?
You're thinking 95%. Yeah, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's going to be a lot of snow. So
Okay. Have
your snow blowers ready to go. Few shovels in case you break one.
There you go. That's the way it works. Be safe out there, friends, and especially during that afternoon commute, as Megan said. Be very careful
on
that
one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, drive slow. All right, Megan, we always appreciate you. Thanks for coming on and helping us.
All right, you guys have a great day and stay safe.
You too. God bless you. That's Megan Selwa, everyone, TV 13 meteorologist. It looks like it's going to be, so be careful out there today, friends. Coming up, Father Thomas Daly is going to be on the show. He's got a new book out from Sophia Institute. I love talking about the Sacred Heart, and we're going to talk to Father Thomas Daly all about it. He has a very special devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and we're talking about some novenas or meditations. Yeah, I know it can sound like kind of heavy spiritual lifting here for busy people like all of ourselves, but this is a big for us, especially in light of St. Francis de Sales feast day, which was just yesterday. We'll have that for you coming up in the second half hour. I've left some good time for Father Thomas Daly. John Linetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thanks for being a part of the show today, friends. And thank you to Blessman International for underwriting the show. Doc and his team helping his friends there in Limpopo, South Africa to meet their basic needs and helping us here as well at Iowa Catholic Radio. We appreciate you and what you do to support us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. And believe me, we support you in the phenomenal mission work that you're doing to be able to save souls and to be able to help people, again, meet those basic needs. Food, education, water, the simple things that so many of us take advantage of. BlessmanInternational.org. That is BlessmanInternational.org. Father Andrew now with today's Gospel and Reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons, they will speak new languages, they will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." The Gospel of the Lord. On the feast day of the conversion of St. Paul, we're reminded of the Church's duty to convert as many people as possible. St. Paul himself was no stranger to this task, as he was a Jew and after his conversion was called to evangelize the Gentiles, in other words, those who weren't Jewish. Of course, the power to do so comes from Jesus, because he tells us that we who believe will be able to do much of what he does. We shouldn't be surprised to find ourselves casting out demons and so on, so that souls will be saved.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, our number one rule is the Golden Rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated. And there's no better time than now to be living it. This year has been one for the record books, and the hits just keep on coming. So at Golden Rule, we are doing what we can to help out yet again. Introducing our Golden Age Buyback Program. As your HVAC system reaches the golden years of life, we will give you up to $1,500 to have it replaced. Everyone deserves the Golden Rule, and this is one way Golden Rule gives back to you. Go to goldenrulephc.com.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart.
Brother Thomas Daly coming up here soon, friends, on his new book, Behold His Heart. You know, this is really fitting in, of course, with St. Francis de Sales feast day, which was just yesterday. And we're going to talk all about the Sacred Heart of Jesus. St. Francis de Sales certainly had something to say on that. So we've got some good time for Father Thomas Daly at 7:45 today. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God. And let's do what the Holy Father asks us to do today and to pray for Edwin, the homeless man who died.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo now. News and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Now, did you hear that stat that I saw or that I gave with Patrick Mahomes and Iowa State? I know you did.
Yeah,
I know you.
Yeah,
did.
I know all about him coming up to Ames, Texas Tech, and Iowa State blasting him that day. As a matter of fact, they sat him in the. The rest of his team wasn't playing, and Iowa State played very well. And then you bring it up on.
Yep.
Your show, so
yep.
That's just very
sure,
nice.
Just gotta make
very
sure
nice.
Everyone knows it is kind of the Big Ben Iowa, you know, stat, you know. But yes, you got to put that one in the back pocket. All the wins you can get as an Iowa State fan. That's how I think of it.
Yeah, and that was a very one-sided deal. You know, Mahomes has a Super Bowl ring, John. He's going for a second one, and let's see, the Big Ben when he came to Iowa City. The Hawks intercept him, what, four or five times that day, and then he wins the Super Bowl. So sometimes that just works out that way, college to pros.
Well, we'll see. It's going to be a fun Super Bowl, I'll tell you that. And it's going to be interesting because, you know, you've got Brady, six-time Super Bowl winner. This will be his 10th Super Bowl. Hard to believe. And Patrick Mahomes has already won one. Is this the passing of the torch?
Yeah, that's a great great analogy. I don't know. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Brady's not going to go down easy, I'll tell you that.
No, he is. No, he will not, and you know that as well as I do. And, you know, he switches teams. And I love there was a meme out yesterday. Actually, it wasn't a meme. It was a fact. Let's see. One Super Bowl for Aaron Rodgers, one Super Bowl for Breeze.
And
then here comes Tom Brady in the NFC, and he has he's in one Super Bowl. Isn't that amazing how that works?
It's incredible. It really is.
All right. Well, listen, as Megan said, you may want to have an extra shovel in case you break one, John, since your snowblower is not working and hasn't worked all winter. I can't believe you haven't gotten it fixed, and we're getting these heavy amounts of snow.
I'll be paying
for
it.
Your poor kids and you will be paying for it. So I don't want to hear this tomorrow morning.
It'll
I can't wait to hear the show tomorrow.
It'll be my back. We might be doing it from the home studio, a.k.a. the basement, tomorrow morning. So we'll see.
Totally understand. You want to stay safe because it's going to get ugly out there later on today. Mm-hmm. So, all right, let's get right to it. Be safe out there.
Thanks,
from the WHO TV 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently in Des Moines at the Mercy One Studios. We have cloudy skies, 23 degrees, and east-northeast wind at 16 miles per hour. That feels like temperature this morning is 10 degrees. Later on today, this morning here in central Iowa, we'll have a winter storm warning that'll be in effect from 11 o'clock this morning till 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Earlier, if you're in the lower three counties right below Des Moines, it'll start at 8 o'clock, as you heard from Megan, as we'll have snow likely, heavy at times throughout the day. We could see up to 1 to 2 inches per hour later in the afternoon and evening. Today's high 25 degrees. Northeast winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, heavy snow at times. Overnight low of 18 degrees. The winds will continue. Northeast winds 15, gusting over 25 miles per hour. So visibility will be at a minimum. And we could see 10 to 12 inches of snow here in central Iowa by tomorrow morning. The rest of the state could see anywhere from 8 to 14 inches of snow, depending on the system. On Tuesday, cloudy skies, and we could see light snow lingering tomorrow, partly cloudy later in the afternoon, a high of 24 degrees. And on Wednesday, light snow, inch of accumulation, a high of 20 degrees. The rest of the week doesn't look too bad. It'll be partly cloudy and dry on Thursday, high of 26 degrees. And we have a melting day on Friday. Friday's high, 39 degrees with partly cloudy skies. Well, in the news, on this Monday morning. Plans for the Market District in downtown Des Moines are moving forward. The city's Urban Design Review Board approved the master plan for the city of Des Moines for a $275 million development. It includes new housing, office space, and several public green spaces. This will all be located south of Des Moines' East Village and the Iowa State Capitol. Construction will begin next spring and take about 10 years to complete. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Friday night, we had high school boys basketball on Iowa Catholic Radio. Dowling traveling to number 2 Waukee, and it was second-ranked Waukee defeating Dowling Catholic 73-44, and we have a highlight clip from Friday night's basketball game.
Lynch will launch a three right for the Dowling bench. Good! Andrew Lynch with just his second three of the season.
It was Dowling's Andrew Lynch with his first three-pointer of the game as Ryan Riggs and Matt Riedel led Dowling in scoring. Riedel with 15 points, Riggs with 12 as Waukee. Second-ranked Waukee defeated Dowling 73-44. The Maroons' record falls to 5-5. On Saturday, high school wrestling, the Maroons placing sixth at the 20-team Ed Winger Invitational held at Urbandale High School. And on Saturday, the boys' conference swim meet was held at Summit Middle School in Johnston. Dowling Catholic placing third as Waukee won the event. Valley finished second, and the Maroons, I mentioned, placing third. Yesterday's NFL playoff, the divisional championships in the NFC, Tampa Bay Bucks. They upended the Green Bay Packers 31-26 at Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin, as the Packers fall to 13-3 and close out their season. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady head into the Super Bowl with a record of 11-5. In the AFC Divisional Championship last night, the Kansas City Chiefs, the defending Super Bowl champs, they're back as the Chiefs defeated the Buffalo Bills 38-24. The Bills conclude their season with a record of 13-4, and Kansas City Chiefs go to the Super Bowl with a record of 15-2. The Super Bowl will be held on Sunday, February 7th. It'll be Super Bowl 55, and it'll be from Tampa, Florida. Kickoff at 5:30 Central Time, and it'll be televised on CBS. Tonight, men's college basketball in the Missouri Valley Conference, Co-College at Northern Iowa. They'll tip it off at 6 o'clock at the McLeod Center in Cedar Falls. And tonight, up in Ames, Iowa State men are back in action after being out 16 days. Iowa State hosting Oklahoma State in Big 12 action. They'll tip it off at 8 o'clock from Hilton Coliseum in Ames, and it'll be televised on ESPN2. Today, there's no Dowling Catholic varsity sports or activity scheduled. Our next high school basketball broadcast will be tomorrow night right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Ankeny at Dowling Catholic. Pregame at 4:45 tomorrow afternoon. Girls will tip it off at 5. The boys to follow right around 6:45. So join me, Steve DeVinny, and Mike Swain for the broadcast tomorrow night from the Dowling Gym here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, currently we have cloudy skies, 23 degrees, an east-northeast wind at 16 miles per hour. That feels like temperature feeling like 10 degrees. Today we'll be under a winter storm warning beginning at 11 o'clock here in central Iowa, as snow will be likely, heavy at times. We could see 1 to 2 inches of snow per hour later in the afternoon and evening. Today's high, 25 degrees with northeast winds, 15 with gusts over 25 miles per hour during the storm. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Monday morning. John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olsen, and he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Accident free, no major delays to pass along.
So
this afternoon
far,
is going to be a completely different story.
Yeah.
Because it's going to move in pretty quick once the snow starts around here. So just be careful today, making that drive into downtown for the East and West Mixer. We're at about 7 minutes from both directions. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to your Saint of the Day.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Distrusted and disliked by many of the apostles, imprisoned and suffering from affliction, today's feast celebrates the apostle of the Gentiles. Today is the feast of the conversion of St. Paul. Now, not many saints are remembered for their moment of conversion, friends. But then again, not many saints are like St. Paul. While on his way to Damascus, Paul was thrown and blinded by a miraculous apparition of Jesus. Jesus called Paul to use the zeal for the Lord he had been given, which at the time he was using to persecute Christians, to instead spread the gospel to the world. After being healed by Barnabas in Damascus, Paul set to work proclaiming the good news and founding Christian communities throughout Asia Minor and Greece, before eventually traveling to Rome, where he was beheaded. In that time, Paul wrote a majority of the letters we read as a second reading during each Sunday Mass. The celebration of his conversion invites us to invite Christ to convert us as fully as he converted St. Paul. And with the city of Damascus and the rest of Syria in a terrible state of violence, today is further a day to pray for the conversion of that country to the gospel of peace, and ours as well. We thank Christ for the conversion and witness of St. Paul, and we ask St. Paul to pray for us. Amen. Now, some may ask why St. Paul was beheaded, by the way, and this would be just kind of interesting for us. He was beheaded because he was a Roman citizen. So while St. Peter was crucified, and crucified in gruesome fashion, upside down, St. Paul, it would have been illegal for them to crucify him, St. Paul, in such a manner, because he was a Roman citizen. They didn't want their own hanging from trees. So just kind of an interesting tidbit there to understand his martyrdom. Yes.
And that's why they took him outside of the city walls.
Yes.
You can't. Yep. Execute a Roman citizen. That's why we have the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls.
There you go. Deacon Tony coming in with the home run here. I like that. All right, coming up, Father Thomas Daly is going to be on. He holds the John Cardinal Foley Chair of Homiletics and Social Communications at St. Charles Borromeo Seminary in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. We're going to talk to him about his new book called Behold This Heart, St. Francis de Sales and Devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, just coming off of the Feast of St. Francis de Sales. Right after this, John Lee and Eddie in the Morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thanks for being a part of the show today. And thanks to Five Suns Naturescapes Landscape and Design for underwriting the show. Honesty and integrity, beautiful looking landscape is what drives this business. 493-1060, fivesunsnaturescapes.com. That is fivesunsnaturescapes.com. Your Diocesan Minute is right now.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Monday, January 25th. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins. Registration is open for Catholic Youth Camp Summer 2021. Your kids will find remodeled facilities, brand new cabins, fun activities, and lots of opportunities to deepen their faith. Learn more and register at stmcenter.com. Did you know the Catholic Foundation of Southwest Iowa can help you with an agency fund? For a small fee, this financial help includes having your assets invested utilizing USCCB Catholic Values filters, monthly financial reports, access and control of your funds when you need them, and being part of a public domain that can help to market your fund and mission. If you or an organization you know is looking for Catholic investing options and support, call the Catholic Foundation of Southwest Iowa at 237-5044. That's 237-5044. Looking for inspiration during the dreary days of winter? Find all of Bishop Johnson's podcasts at iowacatholicradio.com and click on shows to find Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson. His upbeat podcast includes interviews with a variety of people on the front lines dealing with COVID-19, including healthcare professionals, truck drivers, and priests using new technology to reach their flock. Bishop Johnson also talked to young people sharing their love for God, including focus missionaries at Drake University and coordinators of Ut Fidem at Dowling. Find these intriguing interviews and many more at iowacatholicradio.com. Click on shows and then the Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson podcast. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
Thank you for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Did you know when you support Iowa Catholic Radio, you can make your donation go farther by asking your employer about matching gifts? Ask your employer about matching gifts, and thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. Their number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
Thank you, Confluence Brewing Company, for underwriting Christ is the Answer with Father Ricardo and for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Father Ricardo is featured daily at 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. Confluence Brewing Company is located off the bike trail south of Grays Lake, confluencebrewing.com.
Thank you, Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte, for underwriting Catholic Women Now. As an authorized independent agent, Cindy's team can provide health insurance options from Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa. Cindy Schulte at 1315 50th Street in West Des Moines, or on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Well, Mark, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. Products available at Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Thanks for joining me, friends. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Hey, thanks to Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling for underwriting the show. GoldenRulePHC.com. We appreciate you and what you do for us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. GoldenRulePHC.com. Let's go to our next guest of the day. Holds the John Cardinal Foley Chair of Homiletics and Social Communications at St. Charles Borromeo Seminary in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. Father Thomas Daly joins me. Hi, Father.
Good morning, John.
Behold His Heart, and specifically St. Francis de Sales and Devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Why St. Francis de Sales?
Well, because the tradition of the Sacred Heart, as we practice the devotion nowadays, which came from St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, mm-hmm. She was a visitation nun, and the Order of the Visitation of Holy Mary was actually founded by St. Francis de Sales. So, tradition... Well, as we practice it today, the tradition really began with him.
And how did it get so popular? I mean, it's everywhere.
Yes, it is. Well, I think two things, I think. One is certainly the message, as communicated to St. Margaret Mary, the message of God's merciful love always present in our lives. But that message is communicated through images. The image of the Sacred Heart is a powerful one to consider. It certainly has taken all kinds of shapes and forms, and I think that appeals to people and has through the centuries.
What do you say to people that say novenas, meditations, that's pretty heavy? I'll just stick kind of in the simple realm of this devotion.
Well, it seems heavy because it's certainly something we're not used to in our very active and busy lives, taking the time just to stop and to adore and to contemplate or to pray mentally is not something that we're used to, but it's certainly something that's possible for everyone. That was the genius of St. Francis de Sales, to teach that approach to holiness is possible for everybody.
Now, those that might be listening say, look, I pray the rosary, I have a very special devotion to the rosary, Our Lady, the Divine Mercy, and so on. How do I fit another devotion in? Would you say this is one that really is something that's kind of a go-to for our spiritual lives, almost a must?
Well, I think certainly it has, its popularity suggests that. I think the teachings of popes throughout the centuries and saints throughout the centuries have taught that. Certainly it's a central image to our understanding of the Gospels, the Sacred Heart of Jesus pouring out His merciful love on the cross. So I would certainly say it's an important one. Which devotion that people use isn't necessarily the key. That they are devout is more important than how they get there.
Sure. How did you come to really fall in love with the devotion of the Sacred Heart?
Well, it's part of the tradition. I am an oblate of St. Francis de Sales, the Salesian tradition, and specifically the Sisters, the Visitation of Holy Mary. That continue to be present in our world. I've just celebrated the 100th anniversary of the canonization of St. Margaret Mary, so certainly she and this teaching about the Sacred Heart was prominent this past year, which is really the inspiration for writing the book.
What drew you to St. Francis de Sales and to be a part of his order?
Well, funny story, I actually never even heard of him when I joined the order. The order was known in on the East Coast of the U.S. especially for teaching, and I had the sense that the Lord was calling me to a religious vocation as a teacher. So that's how I ended up joining this particular order, learning about Francis de Sales and being overwhelmed by his insights.
I mean, there's so much that he wrote, and I have found that so much of it still applies to today. I mean, he really was just a master teacher and an evangelist.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I think why it continues to be so popular for today is because he really wrote for the laity, for the general public, we might say, in terms of the practicalities of living out a holy life. The idea that holiness is not you know, in order to be a saint, I don't have to go off and join a monastery. That is certainly the majority of people's lives. And so what he does say, in very practical and sort of concrete terms, I think continues to appeal to people.
One of the things I've really found about him, Father, is that, you know, for different saints, you can kind of pull out different quotes, a line here, a line there. For him, you're pulling out paragraphs or sometimes pages. you really can't extrapolate like a sentence because he just goes so deep and there's just so much there. It's beautiful, but it's easy to understand.
Indeed. He was a masterful teacher, and I think one of the keys to that is that he was so imaginative. And by that, I don't mean he was making stuff up, but that he uses images, and that appeals to sort of more than the mind, and that ability to create images with words is certainly a talent that he had.
Mm-hmm. The book is Behold This Heart, St. Francis de Sales and the Devotion to the Sacred Heart. Where can people get it, Father?
It's published by Sophia Institute Press, online at sophiainstitute.com and all of the online booksellers. And I think as of last week, it should be in bookstores as well.
You can also go to Divine Treasures Friends here locally, and if they don't have it, they will certainly order it for you. Father Thomas Daly, would you give us your blessing, Father, as we leave the show today?
Certainly. May Almighty God bless you and your listeners. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Father Thomas Daly, everyone. God bless you, Father. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, John.
All right, folks. That puts this Monday in the books. Hey, stay safe out there, will you, friends, today, especially in the afternoon as you're driving home. If you don't have to be on those roads, do not get on those roads. If you do, drive careful and drive slow. All right? Thanks for tuning in today, friends. I am John Linetti. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
This worn and weary land where many a dream hath died, like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known. We lift your name on high. Shine like the sun, make darkness run and hide. We know we were made for so much more than ordinary life. It's time for us to more than just our Father's heart. Into the world we're reaching out to show them who you are. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to
faith unsinkable, love unstoppable.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction, Five Suns Naturescapes, and Blessman International.